Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, November 16th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Lockdowns return as COVID rises in all 50 states. President Trump questions the Georgia recount. Residents flee New York in record numbers. New Jersey bracing for recreational marijuana. San Francisco poised to fine cigarette smokers in their own homes. Also ahead, what will Donald Trump do next? But first, cases of COVID now spiking everywhere, passing 11 million in the USA. The CDC confirming nearly 200,000 new infections just last Thursday, one day. Michigan Governor Whitmer shutting down sessions of her state for 3 weeks at least. But there is some good news. The pharmaceutical company Moderna announcing a vaccine that works in 95% of tests. That should be out before the end of the year. President Trump dismissing the Georgia vote recount as a scam. Mr. Trump claims the ballots are riddled with fraudulent signatures and are only being counted because of public pressure. Joe Biden currently leads the president in the peach state by roughly 15,000 votes. The recount should be completed by midnight Wednesday. New data from the U.S. Postal Service shows at least 300,000 people have left New York City in the past 8 months. The stats only include folks who have requested a permanent address change, meaning the actual number of people getting out of the Big Apple is likely twice as high. Majority of those leaving earn more than $100,000 a year, so tax receipts will crash. Residents in neighboring New Jersey preparing for the legal sale of pot starting next year. Jersey lawmakers must agree on specific taxes on the pot, how much individuals can purchase at one time, and where stores will be located. Marijuana shops in other states like Colorado prohibit the sale near schools, churches, or senior living facilities. San Francisco's Board of Supervisors now considering a law that would fine cigarette smokers $1,000 for lighting up in their own homes. Supporters claim the bill protects neighbors from secondhand smoke. Critics say it's a violation of a person's constitutional rights, which of course it is, but San Francisco really doesn't care about constitutional rights. In a moment, what is the future for Donald Trump? Right back. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Trump's future. Right now, Mr. Trump is angry, believing massive vote fraud led to Joe Biden's victory. But the president is looking ahead and may run again in 4 years. That's what I'm hearing. Now, if that happened, that would put him in the company of the immortal Grover Cleveland. Remember Grover? He was our 22nd and 24th president and the only president to get voted out of the White House and then win a second term 4 years later. That happened in 1893. So Donald Trump may want to emulate Mr. Cleveland, but many, many things are going to happen in the next 3 years before the 2024 presidential campaign gets underway. In the meantime, Mr. Trump has to keep a very high profile. So he is likely to do something in the media. Right now, there's big money floating around that wants to start a new television media operation. How do I know this? Well, some investors came to Long Island specifically to speak with me about signing on, but I did not, because I like running my own media company. However, if things change and there is a new media operation that features Donald Trump, I might look at it. President Trump would command tens of millions of dollars to sign on to any media operation, so financially it may be worth it for him, but mostly he wants revenge. The president wants revenge. He wants to be able to hammer his perceived enemies in a high-profile media situation. Joe Biden being number one, the Democratic Party, of course, and other media, including Fox News. As you know, Mr. Trump is not a fan of Fox any longer. Now, I'm not exactly sure about why that is. The primetime Fox hosts were supportive of him. Dayside, not so much. But any fair news organization is going to have a variety of opinion. However, that doesn't really matter. Donald Trump is angry at the Fox News Channel, and revenge is on his mind. Right now, there are two conservative TV channels that are rumored to be destinations President Trump might consider. The first is Newsmax, which has widened its distribution. And after Fox News called Arizona very early for Joe Biden, many people got angry and went over to sample Newsmax. The other network is One America News Network. And President Trump has been very complimentary toward that operation, which favors him. In fact, Newsmax and One America still have not called the presidential race. So I will predict that Donald Trump will get involved with the media. And I will keep you posted on how that might evolve. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, big bestseller, Killing Crazy Horse. In a moment, something you might not know.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. In 1901, President Theodore Roosevelt invited former slave and longtime friend Booker T. Washington to dine with his family in Washington, D.C. Mr. Washington brought his wife, and other presidents had in the past invited black Americans to meetings at the White House, but never for a formal dinner. At the time in 1901, segregation was the law of the land, unfortunately. Now, the invitation sparked a national uproar. Here's the backstory. Well, Governor of New York, Teddy Roosevelt, frequently invited black friends for dinner, so he didn't think twice about having his advisor, Booker T. Washington, over for some food and conversation. The White House released an official statement on October 17, 1901, simply stating, Booker T. Washington of Tuskegee, Alabama, dined with the president last evening. News of the dinner between a former slave and the commander-in-chief provoked an outpouring of condemnation from some Southern politicians and some in the press. A newspaper in Nashville, Tennessee reported, quote, Roosevelt committed the most damnable outrage which has ever been perpetrated by any citizen of the United States. That, of course, is insane. The Richmond Times wrote, this means the president is willing that Negroes shall mingle freely with whites in the social circle, that white women may receive attentions from Negro men. Isn't that just awful? Well, that happened in America in 1901. The event even prompted some Southern states to harden racial laws, codifying strict restrictions against African Americans eating in restaurants. The rules would ultimately be called Jim Crow. Teddy Roosevelt's response to the fiasco? I shall have him dine as often as I please. Way to go, Teddy. And here's something else you might not know. The reaction to the dinner was so bad, it actually affected White House policy. No other African American was invited to officially dine with the president or his family for another 30 years. Again, awful. America is a great country, but some of our legacy is not great at all. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.